Right, Mary, this is interview with Mary Metcalf on the 7th of March 2005. Right, Mary, I'd like you to tell me about your early memories of village life, school, your lifestyle, anything special that you remember. So how old were you when you came here
to Lund? 18 months.
Oh, right. So you wouldn't have gone to school then? Where did you live?
At Garthley.
That's just on the corner.
On the corner. Here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are your earliest memories of the village?
Well, the one that sticks in my mind is going down Billy Garth, which was totally different to what it is now. It had a big high wall and there were no buildings. And they kept hens. That was my earliest recollection of being in Horton, because one flew down onto me in the pushchair, and I've never liked them since. That's my earliest recollection. And then the next was the garden parties which they held at the vicarage that our parents went to.
Oh, that's where the women's holiday centre
is. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Mother's Union organised it along with the church, and we used to go there. I think that's most of the things. Main things, plus the fact of going shopping, you could get everything in the village at that time, because there wasn't the only means of transport was the train. Otherwise,
there was no bus.
Not really. There was one that brought the workmen up to the quarry, and then there was one in the morning and one in the afternoon. That was mainly the thing. Right. But the train was the main form of transport.
So you went to the local school, did you?
Yes.
Yeah. How old were you when you started?
Five.
Oh, just the usual age. There's no preschool.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, you're in at the deep end.
Yeah.
Yes, five. And you had to come home. Well, either take your lunch, or people who were nearer could go home. But you took a packed lunch.
The school dinners?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. You took your own lunch. And they would make you a jug of cocoa. And if you were wet through, because of course you had to walk along, there was a big stove, a black stove, in the school, and they used to have a big, ever such a big maiden, and put all your clothes round and dry them off for you. But no, you took your own lunch, ate it in the classroom on at the side of your desk. You know.
So you walked from Garthley.
Yes.
To school. So
yes. And then as I got older, Elsie Mason and I, we used to walk home for our lunch. In the lunch hour, over the Butts Hill and back again for 1 o'clock, 12 till 1. But no, there was nothing like that.
So how many children were at school about?
About 120 when I was at school, in three classes.
In the same building as now?
Well, not exactly, no, it has been changed. It was rehabilitated in 1973. Was the school, but what is the canteen at the school now was where we had the assemblies and where they used to have the big black stove, which is all written down in the minutes at the school in the log book.
So you had 120 on to school, and there's what now, about 30?
Oh, 30 odd, yes.
30. Mm. So how many teachers did you
have?
Three.
Yes, we had an infants, a junior one and two.
So that was 40 in the class?
Mm. Yes.
Quite a lot.
Oh, yes, yes it was. But mine, we weren't bad to organise, because you knew one look and that was it. Otherwise you got a thimble at the back of your ear and your daddy, you know, but... Yeah. Oh, no.
How were the desks placed? Did you have rows of desks? Or?
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes.
Do your own thing?
With the little inkwell in and... No, they're in twos, you know, behind one another. And it had the inkwell and everything like that. Just the blackboard that swung over. Nothing technical like it is now. And of course the playground was different. We were separated. The boys were in one and the girls were in the other, with quite a high wall in between.
But it was in the same place as the business school.
Oh, yes, it was in the same place, yes. Mm. Actually, it hasn't altered a big lot, and the outside of it hasn't altered apart from the window, the south window there. Mm. hasn't altered really a lot at all. Inside, yes, it has a bit. I don't think it's altered a lot otherwise. And then we hadn't the field, of course, to play in. We just played in the playground.
So that town light, well, whatever it was.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was town light. Yes, yeah.
So how long did you stay there? Till you were...
Till I left at 14.
Oh, so it was not like now, which is 9.
Oh, no. No, you went all the way through.
All the way through to...
Mm. Unless, of course, you passed scholarship and then you went to the Settle High Girls School.
Yeah, if you went to Settle High School, how would you get there?
Oh, they did put a bus on.
Oh, they put, right, because they...
Yes, there was a bus for them. Yeah, no. But otherwise, you stayed there, you know.
Can you remember anything special about school? Any incidents or happenings or anything?
Well, it wants to be exciting, doesn't it? Yes, I think we used to have concerts, but not quite like they have now. I mean, the more musical and everything like that, but you did more your own thing. That's what you've been studying in school. You acted it out, and particularly history, I mean, which I liked a lot. And you used to dress up and tell all about it, you know, right from A to B. And then, of course, we had lots of little sing songs. Music was high on the programme for that. Parties, of course, which you made your own entertainment.
Yeah. And did you have things like maypole dancing?
No. Really, we had the school sports, but we had a sports field at the far end of the village, going out of the village there. You know, Joyce's bungalow there, which included the sports for grown-ups, everything, horse racing, all the lot, you know. But that was all, a school could use it. And then we would have various entertainment in school. They didn't come from away, but, you know, anybody doing anything in particular, show you how to, well, for instance, make rugs. They would bring some canvas and show you how to start off and all the rest of it. And then you had to knit. You had to know how to make a peg bag before you left school.
Yes, like
and sew it all by hand. That was a particular thing. Oh, yes, you'd be able to knit and sew. Yeah.
Did you take exams right up to 14 then? Did you take a school leaving?
Yes. Well, you took it to go to the high school. Yeah. Mm. Yes, we sat that. Right. I mean, anything really striking, I don't know. Anything really outstanding.
No.
I mean, whatever you did in those days meant a lot to you. It isn't as exciting as it is now, I suppose.
No.
Well, it was to us, but it wouldn't be to...
No.